Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. Hour 3 on Mondays is usually Deborah Tavares, unless she's got some other major investigative journalistic foray. One of the things I find most dramatic is Deborah and I are, in a sense, co-generals in the Army of Truth, the Truth Army. And what people find most amazing about people is, even when you do what I call level one journalism, you just quote an article in the actual newspaper or an article on a major news blog or Drudge, and it's in print from a major supplier like AP Newswire, etc., and people don't believe it. They don't believe it when it's right in their face, and they even tell them exactly what they're doing, and it's genocidal or it's awful as hell, and they think, nah, and they go back to sleep. It's amazing to me. It's almost like the human race have a form of passive suicide, death wish. It's amazing to me. What do you think, Deborah?
Well, it is to me too, Dr. Bill, and I really appreciate your having me on today because the illusion is just so unreal. And everyone can go to stopthecrime.net, but really, I've been saying for so long, and so many others have as well, our governments are an illusion. They're powerless puppets being used by forces that they don't even comprehend. And what really, what I find amazing is when you believe a lie for too long, the truth doesn't set you free. It really starts to tear you apart. And that is what I think is happening to people. They believed a lie for so long that they're hiding from the truth because it is really so diabolical, and it is. Now, let's just look at a couple of articles in the paper, for example, just out in March 21st of 2018. Listen to this one. Brazil to vaccinate against yellow fever. Hoping to stave off another deadly outbreak of yellow fever, Brazil's government announced that its plans to vaccinate the entire country against the mosquito-borne virus by April of 2019. They say that the country of 208 million is grappling with the worst outbreak of yellow fever in decades. They say so far this year, 300 people, now listen to this one, Dr. Bill, 300 people, including several tourists, have died from the virus, which has hit the outlying areas of the country's largest cities, Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo, particularly hard, threatening to become the country's first blown urban epidemic since 1942. And they say we're going to act preventatively instead of reacting with emergency measures as we've done in the past. So what they're saying is all of Brazil is going to be vaccinated, and they even indicated that tourists are getting yellow fever as well. They're going to be vaccinated. So it's
let me ask you an important technical medical question. Is the yellow fever vaccine a live attenuated virus, or is it dead and producing an immune response?
Well, of course, it's killing people.
It's a live attenuated virus, right?
Absolutely it is. And they're going to vaccinate up Brazil. This is genociding Brazil. This is exactly what they're doing across.
So in other words, the virus is going to continue growing into bodies of those 205 million people, isn't it?
Yes, it is. and they're going to vaccinate it because it says that tourists are getting it too. It's very likely that tourists that visit Brazil are going to need to be vaccinated because they will say that they will carry the yellow fever back to wherever it is they're visiting from. That's just one thing. So this is horrific. This is genociding Brazil and everybody else that goes to visit Brazil. This is going to hit their economy. This is horrific. Now, another article. FEMA failed to respond to appeals for aid. Listen to this one. As hundreds of people stood in line for food and many went hungry during the days and weeks after Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico, Walmart and local supermarkets threw out tons of spoiled meat and dairy and produce. Emails and text messages made public this week were sent by the Democrats of the House Oversight Committee, which doesn't exist. They're a phony group of actors. But they described the frantic efforts by officials at Walmart and the Puerto Rican government to get fuel for generators to prevent food from going bad. It said the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which is FEMA, came only in silence. And within a three-hour span, Walmart officials were able to connect through emails and text messaging with congressmen's offices, etc. They passed on their urgent request for help just 2 days after the hurricane made landfall. And the letters and responses from FEMA remained unresponsive for days. FEMA is a corporation. It is not put in place to help us. It makes and creates the illusion of that while we're being hit with weaponized weather events and storms all over the country. We're finding that FEMA is back charging people now after the fires out of their insurance policies. And you, everyone that's listening, you can look this up for yourself. Look at Superstorm Sandy and some of the other storms and floods. FEMA is charging people, you know, $80,000, $100,000 because they believe that part of the insurance that they were given back should have been given to them. Now let's look at this, Dr. Bill. This is outrageous, and I don't know why this isn't being brought up, too. The United States, okay, we are using food as a weapon, not only against the everyone within the United States with all the sugar and fats and flour that's causing massive obesity, cancer, death, slow death. But now, listen to this. This is unreal. Urged by American companies, U.S. tries to limit warnings to other countries. And what they're doing through NAFTA, which is unbelievable, it says the continuous negotiation over the fate of the North American Free Trade Agreement has veered into one of the world's most pressing health issues, fighting obesity. It goes urged on by big American food and soft drink companies. The Trump administration is using the trade talks with Mexico and Canada to try to limit the ability of the PAC 3 members, including the United States, to warn customers about the dangers of junk food. The U.S. stance reflects on intensifying battle between trade officials, the food industry, and the governments across the hemisphere. The United States is using food as a weapon against the people. And Chile has very tough requirements for food labeling. And they don't want Chile's food labeling requirements to affect Peru and Colombia and Argentina and Uruguay and Brazil, because they want to poison and kill the people with the weapons from the fast food.
Well, we already see it happening in North America. If I was to say, what do you think of the primary things that are happening to the American population caused by the change in our food supply in the last 50 years?
That's exactly right.
Let me give you a list of the top five things. Number one, everybody in our society is becoming hypothyroid. Everyone. Hypometabolic. All disease states are hypometabolic states and target organs, whether it's chronic bronchitis or cancer or heart disease. Number two, we're seeing a rise of ADD and HD, so there's increased developmental disorders, and patchy dysmyelination, so there's delay in myelination of young people causing mental illness. So now it's gone from 1 in 4,600 to 1 in some cities and towns down to 1 in 28. Average 1 in 65 of kids now has actually got ADD, HD, or Asperger syndrome.
The third thing is
going on, cancer rates have gone up. When I went to medical school, one person in 12 got cancer. Now it's down to less than 1 in 2.
Well, now look at infertility.
Right. Well, 25% of the population are infertile. We call spermageddon, we're seeing the feminization of males from toxins, and that means their sperm count's dropping now 75% since 1973 to 2011.
Well, good news is further. That we're all getting Alzheimer's, so we're not going to remember a doggone thing.
Well, what's that? What Alzheimer's is hypothyroidism of your astrocytes. If your astrocytes don't have the ability to actually use the GLUT4 transporter and use sugar for fuel like a high-octane, you know, drag racer at the drag race, oxygen, what you call oxygenated, you know, ethanol fuel. Well, the same thing with sugar. If your brain can't use sugar, the only thing that can work is like carbonate fatty acids like in coconut milk, which we can get a super concentrate. And I'm working on a formula to make a liposomal form of it, of the C8 carbons and so on for your brain. So you take a spray of this, it goes directly to your brain.
Well, Doctor, they're creating all these illnesses. It's all environmental. It's all through the...
Right, they want to sterilize... They're dumbing us down, sterilizing us, and they want to do mind link, not only with 5G, but they want to use interface with things like these halo helmets that are coming in the new cell phones in 5 to 7 years.
On the other side of the break, Dr. Bill, we're going to talk about these resilient cities.
Not so resilient, are they?
Huh, they're silent. There's no humans. That's
how about silence? How about silence?
Something, and I'm going to leave out the country that this is about, and I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to say to everybody what the country is. But here we go.
Yeah.
Government tightens control over the media. Media will be getting more propaganda now, and it's been announced, and it will be direct control of broadcasters and the regulators of everything from movies and TV to books and radio programs. The move is part of a push emboldened by the removal of certain limitations in government and to tighten party supervision over broad swaths of the people. And they push for what they call unity in thought. They go on to say, analysts have said having direct oversight of the media will help the parties, the governments, hammer home its message domestically and also work to improve its image internationally. They are referring to China, the Chinese. This is happening here and already has happened in America. Unity in thought, control of everything. Now, people would read this coming out of March 20th of 2018. This is hive minding. This is exactly what's happening. This is what's going to happen in these resilient cities, these cities of death, kill cities is what I call them, because we're looking at what has already been happening across the country and across the planet, where we have had targeted individuals, millions of them, that have been hit with gang stalking, all kinds of virtual reality sensors, mind control sensors, mind coding, voice to skull, microwave warfare, heat sensors. These people have been hit with all kinds of technology.
Now, the average person says,
Dr. Bill, they don't believe them.
Okay, and you know, there's two reasons. First off, it's kind of like the divide and conquer. If you tell something that's the truth, but it looks like a Paul Bunyan lie, people are going to look at you like, I've been doing this show now, it's more than now 13 years, since February 2005 on Genesis. And a little hiatus over at RBN for a few months. But I can tell you, considering how many people have listened to the show and have a chance to actually check the publicly documents on that called the SewerNet, the Internet, the public documents they can buy in bookstores or online like at Amazon or anywhere, the actual corroborative evidence from people are valid that have come forward from the CIA and FBI or whistleblowers that have actually brought information like yourself with these documents like, you know, silent weapons for, you know, secret wars, et cetera.
And the war documents.
The national war documents, all these things. And the thing is, it has to make logical sense. But to be honest with you, it's not a matter of them being skeptical. Years ago, they used to just use ad hominem attacks and say you're nuts or you're crazy deagle or you're a conspiracy theorist. And I have relatives and friends that will say that kind of stupid stuff. The fact is, people need to intellectually engage. They're not even engaged intellectually or spiritually to see if whether or not what we're saying is true, even in the public documents. You can actually have like the New York Times or Washington Post tell you the truth about something, and they don't even believe the fact that it's in the, say, the World Watch Institute reports that come out every year, the Council on Foreign Relations, Foreign Affairs Journal, which you, anybody can get, the documents coming out of the thing, the meeting, say, in the summer of 2016 with Barack Obama, the Pope, and 72 world leaders. These are public documents any idiot can read. But guess what? Even when they read, it's like the state in the Bible that says, and we presented a book of the Bible to someone. He said he could read, but he would not understand. And someone else said he could hear the words and had no understanding of what the words meant. So what we're basically seeing is we don't have an ignorant population. We have a population that's literally lost in space. They actually have what's called anti-intellect. They don't want to hear the truth or anything that actually challenges their Pollyanna view of the universe, which puts them in grave danger and puts all of us in danger. It's like, I've used this analogy before, it's like giving a fire axe to a psychotic in the middle of a lifeboat that he thinks the only way he can save everybody in the lifeboat, and you're out in the middle of being tossed around the Atlantic Ocean, is if he drives a hole in the bottom of the boat and everybody drowns. And you got to grab his arms and get the fire axe out of his hands, otherwise he's going to drive a hole in the bottom of the boat. So when people don't believe me, and this is why God gave this proscription. I watched the show interview this morning with Dennis Prager, who's a Jew, and he said, look, I'm not a mystic. I'm a logician, a reasonist. He said, but if God didn't make a statement of what was right, like the Ten Commandments, and what was wrong, and you had relativity, which is what secularism and relative emotionality rules the world. Like, for example, that's why we have an emotional government and governments all over the world. They're following a Luciferic principle. It's all a stage, and everybody's an actor.
We don't have
politicians anymore. We have actors. Now, the same thing goes on in the church. I confronted our church up here that I've gone to periodically, but I can't stand it, is North Coast Church, because we've got like 40,000 people, 18 campuses. And I asked one of the junior pastors, I said, hey, you guys studying and talking at all about the end times? And, oh, we don't understand that. We're just the welcoming committee. Duh. The Bible, one third of the Bible was written for our age and for our time, for us. So we'd be like the Bereans and the sons of Issachar. And it's in public documents. You can open anything on the internet. You go click, click, click on Google, or if you want to use some non-Google search engine, and you can find most of the information we're talking about. I get, you know, remember Rodney Dangerfield? I don't get any respect. I don't get respect. I have a tiny fraction of people who believe me now.
Well,
this is what, now I got to finish this. This is a big warning to people. That you and I, in a sense, are prophetess and prophet, okay? And we're speaking something to the public that if they don't listen, there's nothing more evil on earth than not listening to the words of the prophet or prophetess telling you a warning to try to save your hide, not only physically, but yourself spiritually, from destruction. Okay? It's worse than mass murder or killing babies is to literally spit on the words of truth being told of, hey, 5G network's toxic to your brain. Or, guess what? They want to control you, including right down to your electronic e-currency. And we have things like China. At the same time they announced they're getting rid of crypto, they announced a social rating network system, which is a laboratory that the globalists...
And we have
our,
it here, too.
But that's happening through Facebook. And you see, it's taken the ugly turn. People like Facebook's being caught, along with Google and so on. They're raiding and trying to remove... They're removing important corporations and individuals that talk conservative views or want to engage the left to say, hey, yeah, we do need a healthcare system that's affordable and for everybody, but we don't want a top-down system that's controlled by state licensing or by HIPAA, the healthcare national panels or state governments or people that set up what's called protocols. We don't want to have deaths for the elderly. You know, there are 7 states now that are killing the elderly population, and they think it's justified. They think
Absolutely.
You're the same thing I saw happen in Canada. Both my wife's relatives, her parents, and my parents were both killed by Canadian healthcare.
I want to say, you know, I was on with Dr. Stan Monteith on his radio show, Radio Liberty, for many years, and he was really behind a document called NWO Exposed 1969 by an Insider. And we have that on the resource tab of stopthecrime.net. It's NWO Exposed 1969 by an Insider. And they talked about back then that they would use a demise pill to kill off the older people, and that there would actually be a celebration, a party of the young family members to celebrate the longevity, but now c'est la vie, you're gone. But I want to talk about these cities that they're proposing and what has already happened. The mind control is so far in place at this point. That's why I think we have such brain dead people.
Exactly. Please continue.
Well, Dr. Bill, we were talking about the 5G and the towers, and what is disgusting is the continuation of all of the people that keep saying, oh, 5G technology is coming, and it's linked to cancer and heart disease and diabetes and Alzheimer's and death. It is. So when are people going to start talking about it and understand that we have a system that is reducing us? Go listen to the genocide treaty that I covered. The genocide treaty, Deborah Tavares. The United States signed on to it in 1988. The genocide treaty is also the false phony science of reducing greenhouse gas emissions. That's all fake and phony. And they're bringing in new markets. I see what's happening here in Northern California, for example. What we're seeing after the fires is all of these resilient aspects coming in. What they're doing right now is they're now identifying more land for open space in perpetuity. In other words, they want open land forever for future generations. There are not going to be future generations. And what they're doing, Dr. Bill, when they abscond with this land with public funds, because up here they tagged on a 0.25% sales tax to buy land out from under ranchers and farmers and just open space in general, to leave it as open space, to not endanger the wildlife and to hamper the groundwater, et cetera. And they're tying up land. All that land is coming out of the property tax base, because when the city involves themselves in a land easement or so forth with an owner, number one, the owner never can subdivide his land. It must stay as it is. So what we're finding up here, Dr. Bill, is that the farmers, maybe they have 200 acres, they're raising sheep or cattle. Federal and state requirements are coming down on these poor folks, and they have to implement methods to reduce the methane from all the animals and the stamping and of the land, because they say it's they're hoofed and they're destroying the it's endangered plant species, et cetera, et cetera. These poor small farming operations can't implement the requirements to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions or their carbon footprint. And then they're tied up in these land assessments where they can't get out of it. The land becomes worthless. So many of these poor farmers that could have sold generational farms and broken them up into 25-acre parcels and sold them off as 25-acre ranchettes for building in the rural country have no use at all of their property, and they don't realize that when they get into all of this, because they don't think in terms that their business is going to be taken out from under them. But what's even worse that's happening up here, and it's happening throughout the country, it's the Wildlands Project. In fact, we have a Wildlands Project map on stopthecrime.net. It says human access denied. We reversed the colors of the original map that was done because you couldn't easily see the small areas where humans are allowed to be. But if you go to stopthecrime.net, you'll see the map, human access denied, and it's the reversed colors. You'll see where we are not able to go, and this is exactly what they're doing right now with these resilient cities.
I got a new term for you. Let's call them resilient cities. They were silent before Indians came 75,000 years ago, and the Balasunq Indians were destroyed by the massive meteors and the explosion of the Tumba supervolcano in 75,000 years ago. And, of course, a lot of them died when we brought infectious disease. They didn't die at the hands of white men. They died of white man's diseases, like mumps and other viruses that they were foreign to. But the real issue is, they want to resilience the cities by killing off white men and women and every other nationality, Hispanic, black, doesn't matter what your skin color is, because the future according to the globalists, doesn't have room for us. They want a small super elite with a cyborg, part human, part animal machine, cyborg race of robots to serve them, and they want to be genetically and cybernetically enhanced with life extension. That's their future that they want to build on Earth, a small population,
like the founder of CNN
wants, 200 to 300 million total population for the Earth, not a 90%, but more like a 95% plus reduction in world population. They want the entire world population less than the current population of the United States, which is 4% of the people on Earth. That's how nuts this is.
Well, they're going to be vaccinating, as discussed, and people, you can type this in for yourself. They're going to start vaccinating the homeless people. So what they're doing, they're shaking off what they consider to be the lower rungs of society, those that fall out of housing, because it's easy to do now with escalating housing costs and reduced housing. This is all part of the plan as well, to not have housing. Yet they talk about having these smart cities with lots of housing. No, 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 no. They're not moving people that are falling out of housing into it. It reminds me of Soylent Green in many ways, because when you watch Soylent Green, you see people just piled on top of each other in these stairwells, and only a few people are allowed to actually live in apartments. Well, that's where we're going. That's exactly where we're going. We have homeless encampments all around Sonoma County. They're all over the world. They're everywhere. They call them refugee encampments. But they're homeless encampments. They're people that are being displaced by economics, by weather, by the fear of viruses, by the fear of not having water, such as what was told to the people in South Africa, that they were running out of water.
Well, let me fill you in on a couple of things. I just looked to pull up something that was on Drudge. It says, new gene test for IQ. Now, people don't understand.
Yes.
Well, and they're going to actually then, and in the past they failed because their sample size was so small. But they're now getting large sample sizes, like 200,000 people. Eventually, they're going to look at specific gene combinations, which will predispose to higher IQ, depending on their nutritional status and other factors. But what you're going to have to understand is they want to upgrade the genetics, which was called gene transfection, which means you can have a vector transfect genes into someone to insert, say, into their astrocytes in their brain or other tissues. You can also cybernetically enhance them by putting an interface with a AI system so that you can directly hack into their consciousness. So give me an example. Let's say I can do three things.
Now, Dr.
Okay?
Eagle, this isn't real, right?
Yeah, this is real. Okay, number one, I'm going to have a bidirectional system to be able to hack into your consciousness to not only see what you think and put it into text, but also download into your brain experiences, videos, whatever you want, touch experiences, someone going to a cyber brothel. So that's number one. So bidirectional cyber hacking is here. And
yes,
it's in here in classified DARPA projects, but it's going to come to the public in 5 to 7 years. Number two, genetic transfection, meaning having vehicles to actually insert specific genes that we know will enhance specific target tissues. Like if you've got a genetic dyslipidemia causing liver disorder, we can actually go through an artery and actually transfect it with a gene carrier to put those genes into your liver. Okay, number three, okay, is cybernetically upgrading you so that we're not only just bidirectionally hacking, we allow you to have full access to the world's databases. So if you want to be, in a sense, a minion of Satan, giving you cybernetic omniscience is pretty scary. So you can imagine some, let's say, MBA, who now has direct access to even not only do stock trades using control to supercomputers that they can control with their thought, so they can be sitting on the beach and literally think about something, access supercomputers, download information to their brain, and activate trades and so on instantaneously. So it literally turns a small elite into gods or demigods.
Absolutely. Yeah. That is where they are going.
We're less than a decade away from that. Now,
no, I agree.
And the problem is that people don't understand. While they're doing that, people don't understand 5G network allows them to put toxic radiation effect that will affect, for example, this weekend I put all the frequency maps that I'm laying out now, and I'll build new custom ones. And I've also set up a system where if they come to my day with Dr. Bill, and it's expensive because I not only will take you to dinner afterward, I'll show you all my fancy equipment here that I don't talk about on the show and all technology. But you have to understand, I can actually create a harmonic map of the amino acids and minerals you need reactivate your genetics. And when they put 5G out there, they're actually toxic, blocking your enzyme pathways and gene expression. They're doing this now. They're shutting off our genes remotely.
Absolutely they are.
It's an open...
Let's talk about this. And when we look at things like the interest rate going up with the Fed, when we look at the financial convulsions,
it's a private corporation.
I talked about this in the first hour with Josh because I like to cut through the BS of what's really important. Right? Russia tries to threaten us with hypersonic cruise missiles. We have China trying to threaten us by putting tariffs, $30 billion of tariffs back on 128 products, including pistachios. It doesn't mean a damn thing. The most powerful thing in the world is, guess what? Data. And the most powerful form of data is financial data. 90% of the currencies that transact in the world are U.S. dollars, physical dollars, or electronic dollars.
And mind data.
Well, the mind data, like Facebook and so on, is just a way of manipulating you. Because people need to know this, okay? And it's not easy being a prophet because your friends, your relatives, your colleagues treat you like you're a nutball. Like you're psychotic. Even if you can show them evidence like the World Watch Institute or other documents, they don't want to read. Even if you shove it in their face with the actual print on the drying ink, they don't want to even believe something that's right in front of them. And that includes relatives, like I can tell you, okay? Now, I'm a prophet, and I think the reason why God called me is I don't have social graces. My wife constantly tells me, Deagle, you don't know when to hell to shut up. And I don't, okay? I'm just going to say it, even if it's like putting a white rat with the prophetic words on the side in blood on the side of the white rat, on the dining table when you're having a major ceremony like, say, Easter, I'm just going to say it, okay?
Instead of a bunny, you're putting a white rat.
A white rat, okay? That's, yeah, not a bunny, okay? It's not hippie hopping. It's crawling around eating, sampling everybody's food. Now, you got to understand this. We're moving step by ugly step toward the mark of the beast.
Quickly. We're moving fast.
Well, very fast, but you got to understand this. It doesn't matter if Trump gets reelected in 2020 or 2025. We have a Democrat or Republican because the steps that he's taking are laying the groundwork. So whether it's a Rhino Republican with their version of the New World Order or a Democrat that's going to have their version of the New World Order, it's still like Sen says, you're still going to have cake. It's just New World Order cake. It's either cake A or cake B. You're still going to have cake at the end of this system.
Yeah, it's going to be poisonous cake to boot. Because
right, it's going to poison. Now, you have to understand, what's the next major danger? And Elon Musk mentioned others. Besides the movement toward what data being king and going to cashless, the other thing is AI. Can you imagine, let's say, 2 years or 3 years from now, we're not saying 10, we're talking about two or three, if your PDA on your iPhone is smarter than you?
Oh, you're in trouble. Absolutely.
Yeah. In other words, I don't know.
Yeah,
right. Not only that, let's say you wear wearable data that tells you what your health is. And you wear this wearable data. You put this watch on. And now, I just ordered one new from Fitbit because I had a previous one that was kind of fragile, and I lost it when I was in Vegas back in December. So I ordered a fancier new one. But it can measure your pulse, and some of these newer ones will measure your blood pressure, measure your blood sugar, do all kinds of things. Pretty soon, it can actually measure the state of your brain. Look at harmonic resonance. Like, they have a device now that you can actually order from, I'm not going to mention the name of the company, but they're all looking at what's called quantum radionics. So you can actually look at the state of your bioharmonic resonant body. Now, you have to understand, we're living in a quantum universe. And people don't want to believe this. Oh, no, Deagle, you're making that up. Look, if you talk to any quantum physicist, they don't argue with me. Well,
so
quantum, biological.
Explain what you mean by quantum reality. Explain that in detail.
In detail, what it means is that, although we get the impression, because our brains have to process information, that time exists, space exists,
right,
and individuality exists, in fact, it's all an illusion.
That's right.
Right. And when the real issue is, that's why a quantum entanglement occurs. If you take a quantum, this is a quantum physicist, 20, 30, 40 years ago, and you separate a biophoton, and do what's called a split biophoton study, you can separate that photon by 100 million light years, and how you affect this biophoton on this side of the Milky Way galaxy affects the other one instantaneously. Because there's no time-space in terms of hyperdimensional physics. Okay? What I'm saying is the same thing occurs in biological systems. That's why there's group psyche or group thought. For example, there's group thought in America.
Right.
A lot of the groups thought, a lot of the groups think that's going on in America is plainly psychotic. If you talk to a rhino Republican or a we call demon rat Democrat, they're basically publicly psychotic. Yep. They you can't rationalize with them. There's no idea. You can't start dialoguing with somebody who's crazy.
Well, it's like talking to worse are those who believe in global warming or climate change.
Yeah, well, look at Arnold. I mean, he's a nutball going over the edge, thinking they're killing everybody with the pollution and it's destroyed. And he thinks that somehow if we stop carbon credits, the only way to get rid of carbon credits is get rid of carbon generators, which is us. Now,
exactly.
there's a thing called the carbon auction cycle. We don't want to deal with the fact that countries where we've exported our business and our industry, Asia, Malaysia, are killing the benthic layer of the oceans, which converts carbon dioxide to oxygen. No. We don't want to worry about the fact that it's dropped from 21 to 19%. No. We want to get rid of people that don't buy SUVs or don't live and don't pass gas. So, for example, in Ireland, they're doing research on how to create cattle that basically won't pass gas anymore because they changed the ruminating chemistry in their body. So the cattle will still grow, but they don't pass gas. Isn't that crazy?
That must be delicious meat.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you. I call it the seeds of famine, you know. Just like if they're resilient, I call them resilient cities. These are not resilient. They're resilient. They want to silence it by killing us.
It's really very difficult to talk to people who absolutely have no idea. And it's almost like everybody is in some type of a mental.
Well, no, you can't talk to them. Let me explain.
Over and over again, it's the same, and yet.
Let me tell you how you do it. You can't speak to their intellect because their intellect is dead. You can't even speak to them with good poetry or music now because the music now is so helter-skelter. Back in the 60s, even, you could have a dialogue with somebody with an opposite viewpoint. You can't now. We're basically at the stage, it's a spiritual warfare. That spiritual warfare is affecting the collective psyche of our country and other countries where we're becoming publicly insane.
That's absolutely...
Now we have to do it. The way to get around it is a thing called the radionic projection of what's called spirit words. And I won't get into how I do this, but I know technology that can project prayer, if you want to call it prayer. Because the best way to take Einstein's statement of everything is frequency, frequency equals prayer. If you have a prayerful intention and say a prayer to the Most High God to bring truth to people, it raises their level of collective consciousness so they start taking action. And they don't necessarily think it through. They just start to kind of become aware. Like, for example, people are becoming aware, like a lot of the blacks, that they've been basically disavowed by the Democratic Party. They're not being converted by argument because this argument's been told to them for decades, but they didn't believe it. But there's an awareness. It's because of spirit words or prayers coming to their black fellow Americans that you're not protected by the Democrats or even the Rhino Republicans and even Trump. Remember, he's compromised because he's a high-level white hat mason. I could say, I'm praying he'll go from Trump Pinocchio to a real-life Christian boy. He's not there yet. The man is actually walking through doing what is good in his own eyes, which is the most subtle form and most vile form of evil. Looks wonderful and is very successful.
Well, you support NAFTA and you're trying to push not having toxins identified on our toxic food delivery.
Right, so that's why when he has a new director of the FBI, Ray is going to start not only surveilling and getting mentally ill people that shouldn't get guns and anything sharper than a straw, but he's going to surveil all of us. Not good. When you have a system where Facebook is not given regulations to restrain them or any other digital company from selling our data.
Dr. Bill, Facebook did exactly what it was designed to do.
Exactly. And Facebook is just another face of the NSA, the no such agent.
I challenge all the listeners right now to dig in and find out who Zuckerberg really is.
Well, I'll tell you who he is without knowing all the details. He's three things. He doesn't know how to write code, so he's not a programmer. Number two, he's a face like an actor, literally acting as a face of Facebook for the no such agency. They share space in Langley, Virginia. Same with Google and even Amazon. Amazon is another face of the globalist control matrix.
Absolutely.
That's why they're going to get a $10 billion contract. Even as Trump is protesting it, it's still going to go through. Just like when Trump protested this omnibus bill about $500 million going to to abortions for my Christian money going to pay to kill babies, he could walk that back and not give them five.
They want all of that fetal tissue.
They'll put up. Yeah, they want the feel good stuff, so all the Christians are on side. At the same time, he needs to walk that back and not give a damn cent to them. And he needs to build a wall, but he also needs to make sure immigration is fixed. So they need to go nuclear. If Trump doesn't listen to my advice, he will face the judgment seat. Because I'm going to tell you, as they say, if you're Saul, you can try to resurrect the ghost of Samuel, but he's going to get a devil that presumes his position, and the people around him are warmongering globalist maniacs. And I don't see a good end coming to this.
It's a chaotic world with mind control.
Exactly. And our fellow citizens are clinically insane.
Go to stopthecrime.net, everyone.
Absolutely. Stopthecrime.net is a place.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.